Meeting to order.
Turn the tape back on.
Tape is on. All right. Has everybody had an opportunity to look at the June 7th minutes?
Sure.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any additions, deletions, corrections, or anything else? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried. Thank you. Resolution 330, approving the execution of contract to, this is Don Talling and demo through emergency management. This is for the demo of 10 residential properties in the town of Shandaken and one commercial property located in the town of Olive. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
So there's no county dollars?
Well, no. It obviously says that.
It says federal state.
Where? Oh, there. Varies. Well, it says varies by property.
Yeah, but there's no counties listed. There's counties not listed, right?
Second?
I don't know. I'm asking.
We get a second?
Second. Okay. Sorry.
All right, discussion then. Federal and state money.
You just jumped right in.
Question? Any questions on it?
It's in Shandaken, you said?
Yes. Second page. I have it.
Got it.
Second
got it.
Page.
Yeah.
Shandaken, one commercial property located in the town of Olive.
So it's demolition flood management, DEP.
Doesn't sound quite right. There's no Shandaken
in
Olive.
Shandaken
and Olive.
Yes. It's 10 properties in Shandaken, one in
one
Olive.
One property, commercial property in the town of Olive. Questions? Okay. All in favor?
Okay. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 331, motion.
So moved.
Second. Anybody want a second?
I'll second it.
This is a demo of 5 residential properties in the town of Shandaken. In addition to these properties, the county may, at its discretion, also require demolition to be performed on 6 additional residential properties in the town of Shandaken and 1 commercial property in the town of Olive.
No, I mean, I'm just assuming that these are just all with regards to these are all properties that were just damaged by flood and we're just buying them and tearing them down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is all from. Irene and Lee.
Mm-hmm. It's still this long? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 346, authorizing chairman to execute an agreement in New York State Department of Health, Enough is Enough initiative, and to create one full-time position, amending the 2016 Ulster County Budget Department of Probation motion.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second?
Second.
Okay. We have the Department of Probation here. Now, I thought the enough is enough is when I told my wife she doesn't need any more shoes. Mm-hmm. Jay tells me that that's not true.
No.
So
no.
we brought in the experts.
So basically, this is money given to us by the Department of Health to address sexual assaults on college campuses. It was non-competitive grant awarded to the counties with college campuses, and funding is based upon the number of students enrolled in each county. It was awarded to our crime victims program because they are victims in sexual assault, especially in the county. We've already been in discussion with both SUNY Wilkes and Ulster to move forward on the initiative. We're looking to add the position because almost the entirety of our crime victims program is grant funded, and so their time has to be allocated towards the work that they do, and we have to show through special timesheets. And basically, we don't have any more room to allocate to other programs without hiring a person. So we're proposing, grant funded temporary position as long as the funding is there. And I personally expect that it'll probably be continued beyond the 2018 date. But again, we're just looking for the temp position while the grant money is there.
Okay. Questions? Anybody?
And you'll let us know some status of, how it went or if it was, I don't know.
This was funded by the probation department.
Well, the success of the program.
This is from it's not college money.
They're not real, they weren't real solid, starting in March, but in March we started keeping stats, and, we're averaging one assault per week.
Wow. So I was hoping you were going to say it. Nobody did anything.
No,
that's in their schoolwork. But
no, I mean it's
that's scary.
No, once per week. I mean that's
It's too much.
Yeah.
And that's why the governor, I mean, this is the governor's initiative to try and help.
At least he did something right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so be it. Thank you. 347, Chairman of the Ellis County Legislature to execute an agreement and the amendments thereunto to New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services. This is money for emergency management. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Moved.
Discussion?
Well, nobody seconded it.
Second.
Yeah, you did.
No, I said motion and moved. Okay. I can't be two.
Ronnie moved, so I think
okay.
That was...
We're good.
Okay. It's grant money. It's all grant money. Questions? Anything?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Great. Thanks. 348. Division of Homeland Security. This is also grant money, emergency communications, emergency management. All the
so moved.
Kind of money.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 349, it's a resource officer, also, Randolph Valley School District, provide two sheriff's deputies
to school.
School.
Yeah, I was going to say, this. Is, oh, move
motion.
For discussion.
Okay. Second. Okay.
This is what we normally do.
This is the additional, they asked for a second.
Oh.
Which we supplied earlier this year.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. 350, the Onteora School District, Sheriff's Deputy, also a school resource officer.
So moved.
Second?
Aye.
Okay. Discussion? No, none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. And 351, authorizing Chairman of the County Legislature in agreement with Ulster County BOCES, provide Sheriff's Deputy a school resource officer. Second? Or, I'm sorry, second. Motion?
Move.
Ooh, second?
Second.
Discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Right, we have our sheriff's report. So we're... Paul still thinks we're going to hit our numbers?
Going to be close. we're still at four board ends.
Yeah, wow.
We're way below
projections
on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're hurting.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Anything else for the sheriff?
Well, I guess just in curiosity and just, given where we're at, right, in terms of board ends, I mean, if this is the new normal, what's our plan?
Well, we're working hard to talk to the feds to get some federal prisoners. But it's hard because we're not near the airports. They house them in Albany and Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the two airports right there, so it's hard to get them to come up here. Sullivan County's looking and to build and Greene County, but they're nowhere near the numbers that Dutchess County has.
Okay. Any old business? New business? If none, motion to adjourn.
Make motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, thanks everybody.